listening to Welcome to the Sandbar with Connie and Michelle, where the fans live a little and love a lot.
Welcome to the Sandbar with Connie and Michelle. We are here together. What's up, girl?
Hey, everybody. I tell you what, me and Michelle were at a charity event tonight. We do a lot of charity events with both of our jobs. We are community relations. So, girls' night out. No men, no husbands. So we thought...
So what do we decide to do?
Exactly.
We decide to get together and do our podcast for you, the people.
But this is the best podcast we will probably... I honestly think you're going to love this one the best out of any of them.
Well, it's only our third, so we hope that we get better and better as time goes on.
But this story is the ultimate. We don't want to break... We want you to listen, so we don't want to tell you the end result of what happens to our adventure. But this is all about New York City, because... In the next month, weeks really, we're going to go to
New York City
to see Kenny. Yep, we're going to go to the Today Show. We're going to do like fans do. We're going to wait in the line and see if we get in and do the whole thing that you see on TV where we're one of those people out there in that crowd and we can't wait. So we thought we'll do a podcast about that.
Oh, yeah. We'll do a follow-up after our adventure,
yep,
for sure.
But we wanted to tell you about our 2013 New York adventure.
Just last year.
And it was the ultimate adventure. I can't even...
It was the first time Connie and I had been to New York together, which was kind of exciting,
It was only my third time ever being there. But
my second.
What happened was my daughter dances, and in dance studio comes running in this dance mom. Connie, have you heard? Kenny is going to be on Katie's show, and she's looking for the most ultimate Kenny Chesney fans.
And that would not be us.
No, never. So I applied online. Michelle applied online. Believe it or not, we were picked to be on the Katie Couric show, to attend the Katie Couric show with special guest Kenny Chesney. So you can only imagine our excitement.
Amazing.
Yeah, doesn't happen all the time. So we book our flights, we get our hotel, we break it to the husbands, get the kids all figured out. So we head to New York City.
As busy moms, working moms, it takes a lot for us to coordinate a little adventure,
yes,
off on our own for just 2 days. And
yeah,
literally it was.
And it was 2 days because we had to work.
We had 48 hours? I don't even know.
We had lots of commitments. So we basically get into New York City the night before. Literally the night before. I mean,
late.
It's late.
It was late. Out of Orlando.
Had to be at Katie at 9 in the morning. So Michelle booked the hotel. I don't know about that. I ain't letting her book the hotel anymore.
It was up next to the ballpark. I just wanted to go to a ball game, but Connie wouldn't take me to the ball field.
We stayed at this Oriental hotel. We were in Chinatown.
We had some good pizza that night,
which
is kind of interesting, but it's a whole other...
But the cab ride from the airport to the hotel was a little scary. I think we almost died. The cab driver was very crazy.
Oh. Yeah, he did not realize that this day and age we have
GPS,
Google Maps, and we have a way to know where we're going.
The little dot on my phone was not taking us in the right direction.
We're going in the opposite direction. He was trying to get our money. He was trying to take advantage of us. And
so
we didn't allow that.
We get to the hotel. It was so funny. He didn't even take our bags out of the trunk.
He bought
the trunk, and that was it.
We busted him. We said, dude, you're going the wrong way, and you're going the long way, and we know what you're doing, so get us to the place because we got things to do.
So we get there. We get some pizza.
Get our own bags out of the car.
It's 12 o'clock at night. We get to bed. Of course, we can't sleep because we know we had to be at the Katie Couric show at 9 o'clock in the morning.
And of course, we had to take the subway. And we're like, okay, we need to make sure we know where we're going.
It was such a fun adventure. And we wish you guys could have been there with us. And we wish America's Funniest Home Videos could have probably been there with us.
Yeah.
But it was a great time. So we were prepared. We got to the Katie show early, an hour early. So we go to Starbucks, have some coffee. Michelle just is a wreck. Her stomach was a wreck. I was a wreck. We were all a wreck. But... needless to say, we get in and we get these. They're at the Katie show. They give you slips of paper that are different colors for different sections of where you're going to sit. So
we're impatient. We were like, "What does this mean?
What does this mean?
What color is this?"
We had purple. We're like, "Why do we have purple?" And we have a picture. Well, and it's going to be in the slideshow when you're listening to this. You'll see it. And we're just smiling, and you can just tell we're nervous.
And we're looking around at all the other people, like, "Who are these people? And
are they Kenny fans?"
Yeah.
That was important. We're like, are we the only Kenny fans here, or are there all are all these people Kenny fans? So, and we didn't know was he going to do a. We didn't know if he was going to do a performance or just be interviewed.
Well, the
we
album.
Knew nothing.
Let's go back a minute because the album had come out the night
yes,
before.
Yes.
So, what do you think we do on the whole plane ride there the night before we listen to the album?
And our favorite song became. When I see this bar.
And I kept saying, Connie, we need to replay that. And
I was getting sick of it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm glad we replayed it because we've got more to tell you about that. But basically, it was pretty interesting because when they finally called us in, God, it was like a two-hour period.
Yeah,
you had to wait and it gets you there early. She went to set us in the front.
Well, the studio is set up in three sections. So when you go, these television shows, the studios are very, very small. It looks big on TV, but it's not. So there's three sections, and they went to sit us in the very front section of the front row of the middle section.
Yeah.
So we sit down.
Front row,
and literally the microphone
was
like 2 feet
We could touch the microphone. We could literally reach out. Not even stretch her arm completely out and touch the microphone.
And I remember looking back to you saying, I don't think this is a good idea.
No, I was breathing like, I was like, this is not good. He's going to be like right there. And the lady comes, kind of rotates her body around and she takes us backwards a little bit and says, no, your seats are over here. And we're like, aw. Then we were disappointed,
yeah.
But in the same breath.
Us one aisle, literally
one section,
the aisle,
over.
Seats one and two.
One and two. So we weren't
awesome.
Right in front of the microphone, which was probably better. So, but
yeah.
It was better. And we'll tell you why as we get along further with our story. But so we comes, Katie comes out. She says she's got Kenny Chesney as her guest and everything, and we're all excited. We're like, wow.
And the stage was set up. You could tell, like, the band was going to be there with him.
And it was funny because we knew then at that point he was going to sing some music from the new album. And with the new album, Big Revival, coming up, we just thought, the same thing we're thinking right now. Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. He's going to play new songs from the album. And it was just, we didn't know what to say. But the big key is here. Keep in your mind, they make you put your cell phone away and turn it off. They physically watch you turn it off and put it away because it's a live show. They want to portray it as a live show, so what they may tape it and play it at a later date. So we were unable to take any photos or any pictures or any video. So,
well, here's a little hint. Okay, they tell you to turn off your phone and all that, and that's fine. But knowing what we know now, I would have just turned it down and pretended I was turning it off.
Because,
if you're on one of those shows, if you're in, have the ability to go to one of those shows, don't turn it all the way off.
Yeah,
just turn it down so it doesn't ring.
Yeah.
And because you want to keep that handy.
Yes, you definitely want to keep it handy because we found that out the hard way. But so she introduces Kenny. He comes out. We are totally freaking, but we're calm because we know he's right there.
And it was a very small crowd. Everybody was excited. He was there to talk about the
album. There was some girls with some No Shoes Nation flags.
That
was awesome. We were like, oh, there's some of our people.
But what was interesting is the girl next to me, because you were seat one, I was seat two. The girl next to me, I said, oh, are you a Kenny Chesney fan? She's like, well, not really. I'm just here because we were supposed to be here at another show. And it got canceled, so they asked us to come back to this one. And I was thinking, are you kidding me?
You could have filled that seat with a fan.
You're in the front row, and you're not quite a fan. But I told her, I said, you're going to be a fan after today.
Yeah. And after, me and Michelle are always looking out for the fans, because we're like, that seat could have been a fan.
I was a little perturbed by that. But.
Yeah, but we dealt with it. And anyways, Kenny came out. He sang When I See This. They interviewed him.
Yeah.
They asked him a couple of questions.
Yeah.
They asked him what his favorite foods were. Behind the scenes, without the video camera going.
That's when Connie learned that
we have
he
a lot
does
in
not
common.
Like guacamole, and she does not like guacamole.
So that was a special moment with me and Kenny. He was only 20 feet away from me,
and
by
the other thing about that, he had had food poisoning
he was
for the
sick.
Couple days before he was
but
really,
he still
really
looked
sick.
Very good, and he looked healthy.
He didn't look sick, but he was not feeling well. He was doing.
He was joking with us in the crowd and everything, and
it was a very intimate setting.
It was.
Pretty cool.
It was. It was pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
And he had on his jeans and boots
and a red sweater,
long sleeve
sweater type
shirt.
Thing.
I mean, many of you have obviously seen the show that he was
and
on.
Cowboy hat. He has cowboy
and
hat.
And he has
his cowboy hat on. So we were excited, and you'll see pictures in the slideshow of that. But he goes, so they decide to go to the break, and they come back with, they're going to play When I See This Bar. And we're like, OMG, our new favorite song, and there he's going to play it. So, of course, we sang. They did two takes.
Yeah, they had to. They sang it, and then they did it again.
And we were able to hear it twice. Yes. So, what a thrill!
For whatever reason, maybe Kenny wasn't thrilled with the way the first time. But that was the first time live.
He's a perfectionist, as we all know.
It was the first time that he had sang it, so he wanted to be perfect. So,
but guess who sang every single word to that song? Wyatt, which is his band leader and the keyboardist, looked over at us several times, and he's shaking his head like, I can't believe these two crazy.
Because it
girls.
Had just been released the day before.
In the front row, know every word to this song, and it's impossible. How? How is this possible?
It was pretty
awesome. So, so he went out, left on that note. He left the break with When I See This Bar, and came back with this wonderful, wonderful presentation about his new fun that he was going to do for the Boston Marathon victims. Unbelievable. I mean, everybody was crying. The Boston Marathon victims were there.
Yeah, it was really emotional, because in the crowd that day, in the audience part of the show, was people who, first responders, as well as people who had been impacted by the bombings in Boston.
And what was cool is we didn't know that until like midway through the show, and they announced it.
And they
said
were
that's
just
why
sitting
he was there.
Just up a little bit next to us. So what was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was what a surprise, the fact that he was going to be there. It was just what an amazing thing he did. And
they showed the video of him going to the hospital and visiting some of the folks that were still in the hospital.
Yes.
And they did a satellite interview with a mom and a daughter who had both lost limbs.
Yep.
It was just, it was very touching and heartfelt. And Kenny was just really happy to be there to literally spread the love to show how we can come together in a time like that to help others and to give back.
It was very emotional for everybody in the audience, really, even Katie. It was pretty awesome. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break, because we have a huge ending to this whole story. This is not even the end. This is actually just the beginning, I would have to say. Wouldn't you, Michelle?
Yeah, I think so.
It's more the beginning. And we're going to play a little clip of him announcing on the Katie show that same day his Spread the Love project and what he was doing. And he held up the t-shirt, and you're going to be able to hear it. You won't be able to see it, but at least you'll be able to get a feel of what we experienced that day. So, enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Kenny just performed a special version of Spread the Love from his new album, Life on a Rock. And Kenny, I know you're putting this song to a very good use. Tell us about the Spread the Love Fund.
We have started a fund with Boston Medical Center called the Spread the Love Fund for Boston. And you can go to iTunes and download this song that I just sang, Spread the Love, that's on the new record. You can download that specific song, and every cent of that song, of my royalties, goes to the Boston Medical Center to provide prosthetic limbs for people that need it. And so that was very important to me, and just my way of giving back to an amazing town with a lot of heart that is hurting right now. And and so we're doing that. You can also, if you didn't want to download the song, you go to www.bmc.org/Kenny and just give directly to the Spread the Love Fund. And, Katie, we also are going to sell Spread the Love Fund t-shirts.
Excellent.
That we just gave out.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. I'll wear it this time.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was
and we were there, we witnessed it, and it was very exciting. I'm sure many of you have one of the t-shirts.
Totally projected what the day was like for us. And I tell you, we're not done, because it gets better. So he goes away after announcing the Spread the Love t-shirt.
They go to another break.
And he comes back out with the band and decides to play Spread the Love. And that was awesome. That song we did not know quite as well as the rest, because we were kind of still new to the album, of course. But we were basically just in awe. Just at that point, we were like, it's coming to an end, and we knew the show was coming to an end. So that's when the Kenny depression starts to set in a little bit. But they took a little bit of a break, and he was standing off to the side of the stage. They were going to do an aftertake, and he was going to announce his rum. They were going to taste the rum together, him and Katie. And Michelle, he went off the side of that stage, and that was the lecture of where we were sitting was his exit and entrance to the stage.
What was neat, at first we weren't really thrilled that they moved us from the middle section. We were like, why are we moving over here? But now we know why. Because as they went to break, where their, like she was saying, their entrance and exit from the stage was where we were, right in front of us, mm-hmm. right in front of us. So he comes out, and we're between commercial breaks, and he's literally standing right in front of us, and he's got his hands in his pockets.
I'd say, 10 feet?
Yeah.
10 feet away.
Very close, because it's a very small space, and no one was talking to him. None of the producers were talking to
him. Katie wasn't talking to him.
You know, they didn't really tell us not to talk to him, but it had not happened yet. I mean, he wasn't really engaging with the audience. They weren't discouraging it or encouraging it. But he was right in front of us, and I just felt moved. I said...
Remember, this is a stage, so we're low and he's high. So he's up on a platform.
He's like a step up from us, and he stands right in front of us, and I just said, Kenny. And he wasn't looking at us. He was kind of looking down. And
she called him out.
I said, Kenny. And he turned around and I said, we love the new album. And it was so funny because I think about that. I said we. It wasn't I.
No.
It was we. And I was referring, of course, to Connie and I, not necessarily all the other people in the
room.
In the room with us. But I said, we love the new album. And he turns around and he walks over.
He walked.
He walked straight towards us. And he said, well, I love you. And he put his arm out, and I'll never forget, because I thought, oh, that's... And he had his guitar, he was about to sing. So he had the guitar in front of him, and he had his hand on it, one hand on it, and then the other one he kind of put out, and I thought, thought to myself, that's going to be a weird handshake. And then I realized,
he doesn't want a handshake.
That's a hug formation. So I stand up, and of course I hug him, and then he immediately, he clearly somehow knew Connie and I were together. It was really funny, because after I hugged him, he said,
Where are y'all from?
And he turned to Connie.
And
other person next to me, but he turned to Connie. And poor thing.
I went to stand up, and I was lightheaded. I was. I'm not going to lie. I was a little dizzy on my feet.
Boots.
When I went to stand up, I crossed back a little bit. My purse was sitting in front of me on the ground because, you know, I knew we were going to be on television. I want my purse sitting in my lap, so I set it down. And I stood up and I literally rocked back a little bit, and he goes, now don't fall over on me now. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even know what to say, but I hugged him back. I gave him a big old bear hug, and he was just the sweetest man.
Oh, he was so nice.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was very nice of him to engage with us. And yes, besides Katie, we were the only two people in the entire room to get a hug.
To get hugs.
But it was
hugs.
Sweet. Right after that, he walked over to the section behind us and at the side where the first responders and the marathon bombing victims were. And so that was pretty...
Went and shook all their
he
hands
went and, shook
and
their
talked
hands.
One of the doctors that was there. She was running the race, and she actually was there to help people. But what's one thing we can remember that we thought about afterwards, Michelle, that was so funny? He did not have a smell.
Yeah.
He would have a cologne or some kind of
decent smell. I don't think we're going off on a limb here saying that... you'd be curious if he wears a certain cologne
or
anything like that. And it was kind of funny because afterwards, we didn't talk about it then because we really couldn't say much.
We couldn't talk.
We couldn't really talk. We were kind of speechless. So afterwards, it was so funny. When we walked outside, it was so cute because these two girls walked next to us and they're like, oh my gosh, you're the two girls that got the hug. And we're kind of like, yeah, that was us. Rock on.
That was pretty awesome. So he did not have a smell.
He didn't have a smell.
Sorry, ladies. We wish we could say that he smelled like something.
It wasn't good, bad, anything.
No.
It was, you know, we've often said that he should put out a cologne because all of us women would buy it for our husbands.
Yes.
But
he says, that's the second time he says, I love you back to us, because there was another incident in Tampa that we will do another podcast
about. It was very sweet.
But
all
I tell you what,
happened
he
was,
does love us, people. I'm not lying.
Well,
you spread the love. We could feel the love that day, that he really does appreciate his fans, and he truly saw that we were two fans. friends in the audience.
Enjoying the music.
And enjoy, exactly.
And it was about that. When I said to him, we love the new album.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he loves that. He loves the feedback.
It's about the music.
I mean, it's always, for us, it's been about the music.
Always, always. But we, people tend to call us groupies, and I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard that word, too, if you're a true, I don't want to say a true Kenny fan, because we're all true Kenny fans, but a lot of people, a lot of the time, they call us groupies, and we get upset because we're not groupies, but in groupie fashion, we did go out to the back lot area and wait for him to get into his SUV.
We didn't ask for an autograph or anything like that.
No, we would have never done that.
There were people waiting, and we were just happy. Yeah. We were happy to be there. We were happy to, of course, have gotten a hug.
And I think we'll have those on the slideshow, too.
Yes.
Michelle will, Michelle, those were on Michelle's phone. She was snapping the pictures. I was still speechless.
She was still lightheaded. But
we,
you know,
we got to see Holly, his publicist. Yeah. She was back there, and she's a very, very nice lady. And I don't know if you guys know, but that same night that he did Katie, he had a special.
We haven't gotten to that part yet.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
He had a Sirius radio show that he was doing.
He was going to be at a special invitation only. You had to be a Sirius
member.
Subscriber.
Well, of course, we're Sirius members. We applied, but we didn't get tickets. So our plan was to just go ahead and after seeing him get in his SUV and do his thing, we were going to sightsee New York City. So that, while,
that was our plan before we got the hug.
Wild hair. We asked Holly, how do you get tickets? What do you do? She says, I can't help you. I have no idea. You have to be a Sirius. We're like, let's try to at least go to the venue and see if there's a way. There's a will call, a waiting list or something. So we did, and it was the Highline Ballroom. So we got a cab. We went down there. The Sirius people were very nice, but they were like, nope, you have to have a ticket. It's ticket only, invitation only. And I guess it was all waiting, like a waiting list type situation. You had to be on like a waiting list.
Yeah, I think so.
And you had to be on a list, and you didn't get a physical ticket is from what I gathered. But we couldn't really get all the details. But there was a restaurant across the street, so we decided
we were starving.
Drown our sorrows and have some food. We sat at that restaurant. It was the funniest thing because we sat there and ate and had a couple glasses of wine. At this point, it's like literally noon. It's only noon.
We're like, what are we going to do? And then we actually got online to see if we could find
Craigslist. Nothing.
Nothing. Not.
And we were literally across the street, and there'll be a picture in the slideshow. You'll see me in front of Kenny's bus, tour bus. Yeah. So we were just like, oh, we're not going to get to see him in concert. But we at least got to hug him and meet him, and what more could we ask for?
It was awesome.
We celebrated. We had another few more drinks. We had some cappuccinos with some Bailey's in it. We moved from outside on the terrace to the bar inside. We sat there. Our phones started to go dead. So we're like, we got to charge our phones.
Thank you, Apple.
Yep. So we are charging our phones, and it's late at that point. We have spent...
It's like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon by this time.
Yeah, and we've spent quite a few hours at this bar.
We moved to the bar to charge our phones, and we're sitting there, and we're still bummed. No tickets. We can't find any tickets online. We're calling anybody we know. It's not working. So we're just sitting there, and all of a sudden, I mean, people are coming and going. It was very funny. It was like,
we met all kinds of people.
So all of a sudden, we're sitting there, and we look up, and this gentleman comes up. And he's like, you guys going to the concert? Because Connie had her boots on, so I guess it was pretty obvious that right around
the corner. He had a suit coat on.
Yeah.
And he was dressed really nice, and we're like, no, you know,
we don't have tickets. We can't buy tickets.
Well, let me buy you girls a drink. You know, he felt sorry for us. It was kind of funny. We're like, don't feel sorry for us. We just got hugged by Kenny. Listen, we're good. But needless to say, our phones still needed to be charged before we got a cab and headed out. Plus, we wanted to wait till the show started. You know, we just felt in the back of our mind that we had that opportunity that there was still a chance.
Yeah, we weren't giving up.
We actually called Jenna Carr, who is a friend that lives in Boston.
And she came and saw us.
She did at
the bar. She had tickets.
Yeah, she had tickets. Well, how did you get tickets? But needless to say, the gentleman that bought us the drink was continued to talk to us, and he just was very friendly with us, and we talked about our kids. We never asked him what he did for a living. We never had a reason to. And he asked us what we did, but I don't know why we never asked him.
You gave him your card?
I gave him my business card, and you didn't give him your card, but you told him what you did, and I told him what I did.
And he knew some people that...
Yeah, and we knew some people that we knew through Orlando. He knew some people that we knew vaguely. I mean, that was not friendship. And he... he went to go to the bathroom, and when he came back, I noticed his coat jacket had spread open a little bit, and I was like, oh my gosh, he had an all access.
Yeah, we had not noticed the all access pass earlier in the evening. Mm-mm. When we were talking to him.
No, we did not at all. And literally, if you could visualize, I'm nudging Michelle.
We're trying to be discreet.
Yeah, like,
we don't do that too well.
Do you not understand? This guy has like an all access pass. He's somebody special. Who he is, we don't know. We couldn't get close enough. You know, we weren't going to be looking obvious. He's like, one more round for the girls, and I got to go. He slides over two lanyards for a special guest for the show. Across the bar, hands them to us, says, I got to go. I'll see you guys in the show. And he heads out the door.
So we're like, wait a minute.
We're like, who was this guy? This guy just gave us all tickets.
I know. And when we told our husbands the story, they're like, whatever, that does not happen. Because we were laughing because we're like, out of all the restaurants and bars in New York City, this guy.
And this is a true story, folks.
To us. We call him our guardian angel because mm-hmm. he literally came out of nowhere while we're so upset and depressed and ticked mm-hmm. off that we're that close to the venue and we can't get in. And then we, by this time, had missed our fun sightseeing.
And we had a few drinks.
A few drinks. And we'd had to fly out the next morning. So
yeah, we were flying out. Keep in your back of your mind, we were flying out at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Our flight was leaving at 7 in the morning to go back home. So we were pretty.
So for him to just slide these, and apparently he had them his
the whole time.
But did not tell us. I think he was just checking us out, making sure that we, you know, were.
He did,
you know,
say cool. When he handed them over to us, I remember I was sitting the closest to him. He never sat down. He just stood.
He stood the whole time.
He says to me, well, me and Michelle both, really, he looked at both of us and said, thanks for loving the music.
That's exactly what he said.
And that's where we're going to kind of go with this because that's people, that's what this is about. With the new album coming out, it's about the music.
We're all excited. And we've heard some mm-hmm. of the new tracks and we could not be more excited. Yeah. And we've heard a couple of the
needless
other tracks.
To,
and
needless to say,
you're going
to
love it.
Not to drop off the face of the earth on the Sirius show, but it was amazing.
Oh, yeah. We forgot. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it was amazing. We did, of course, getting in, we literally got in 15 minutes before the show started. So we were in the very back, but that doesn't matter. It was awesome.
I remember I recorded this video. We walk in, and for some reason, I started talking to this girl about No Shoes Radio.
And why they
And why she
they
loves
it.
So the next day, I'm going through my pictures. And my video, and I have video of this girl saying, I love No Shoes Radio.
It was I love John Anthony. It was the cutest
thing. I don't think we've ever sent that to them.
No, but it was cute.
I was like, Connie, why do I have this on my phone? She's like, I don't know. It was the fourth Corona.
So we made it home back to Orlando safe and sound, and everything was awesome. It was one of those weekends that we were numb. Now, being that we're heading
Back to New York. It may not be as adventurous. You know that, right?
I know. It may not. But hopefully
we can take it down a notch.
Hopefully when we get back from New York, give us a week or two, we'll put another podcast together and see what we come up with. And no matter what, with me and Michelle, it is an adventure. Oh. We will have some story.
That's all about the music.
It is. And I tell you, even if it's just the story about being there at the Today Show, listening to him sing his new album, that's a story in itself. And we're just excited that we can bring all of our stories. And this is only one of many
that we
have.
Well,
we want
to hear your stories. I want you to call us. No one has called us yet.
No.
But we know that you have stories because we see you on Facebook and we know a lot of you personally. So we want you to call us and leave us just like they do on NSR where you hear people calling in. We want to hear your...
We would do a whole podcast on just little people's stories, maybe three or four people's stories. Who wants to keep hearing us talk? Yeah. Let's put some of you guys on there.
We want to hear about the time. Maybe you met Kenny. Maybe mm-hmm. you saw him up close.
How did you get those meet and greets? Because that's a thing. Me and Michelle have never gotten a meet and greet. Mm. Not that we've never tried, but the closest we ever came is there is another incident in Tampa that we will do a whole other podcast on probably right prior before the opening of the new tour, the 2015 tour. We'll do a podcast on the Tampa event that happened to us.
But
so
we want to hear your
story. We want to hear because we would love to put a whole podcast together of just clippets of everybody's stories and what they... I mean, we hear about you guys on Facebook, and don't be shy on Facebook. Tell us fun stuff. Post stuff on our Facebook page because we love to hear and see plenty of stuff. And we will always credit you because you guys are the ones that provide it for us. We're not at every show, nor are we ever at every tailgate. And we know that. And we're not the Kenny professionals. We don't know every single thing there is to know about him. So whenever we post something on Facebook or put it on our website, we will credit the person that gave the information to us, unless it was us that actually got the information.
And
so
we want to hear your stories. We want you to call us. Here's our phone number. It's on the website as well. But it's 321-345-0229. 321-345-0229. Obviously, welcome to thesandbar.com. You can also message us there, but we want to hear your stories. This is what it's all about, is hearing your stories.
And we're going to go ahead and close out, and we're going to get ready for our next trip to New York City so we can come back to you guys in a couple of weeks and give you a new podcast. We're going to close out with When I See This Bar, and then we'll maybe visit our bar when we go to New York City for old time's sake.
We'll have to.
Let's try that. Bye, guys. Right. Thanks a lot for listening.
Thanks for listening.